What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and it's used for carrying water or milk?
Oh, let's see, a bucket? Would that be?
Would you call it the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Would I call it what?
Would you call it a bucket still if it's made out of
metal? Oh, yes, I would if it had a lid on it.
Oh, okay. What if it didn't?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it. If it didn't have a lid on it. And if it had a handle, you'd call it a can, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think that we call ours bucket, the milk bucket, you know, and the water bucket. Mm-hmm. We say buckets instead of pail. We don't say pail much, do we, Miss?
No.
No, we don't use it.
Okay. And what do you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things in?
Skillet.
And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Oh, the spigot. Is that what you want? Uh-huh.
And do you call it the same thing if it's on a barrel?
If it's on a barrel, I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. And what do you call the same sort of thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, that would be
spigot, right?
Spigot out in the yard where you water the flowers and things.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
Or paper bags, what I usually get.
Okay, do you have a name for a very large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth, say to carry 100 pounds of chicken feet?
Well, I don't know.
Would you ever call it a burlap sack or a toe sack?
Yes.
Or a crocus bag?
Oh, they have some at the station out here that they buy potatoes and onions and things in it. They have those loosely woven bags.
Kind of a mesh bag.
Mm-hmm.
I think though a crocus bag is what we say on that other. It's only the things. What we...
Is that what you'd call it too?
Yes.
Okay.
You were in the country too.
I sure was.
What do you call a small musical instrument about this big that you put up to your mouth and you blow?
Oh, we call it harp.
Okay. And what about another musical instrument that you? It's made out of metal and you put it in your mouth and.
Well, that's called a jew's harp.
Have you ever played one?
Yes, I have. Just had one of the children.
I tried it once, but couldn't make it work.
They always tickle my mouth, so I don't know how to do that.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that has a long board like this and it's balanced in the middle and a child is here and one here?
Seesaw.
And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, that would be go-round. Used to call those flying jennies long time ago. The children were
flying jennies.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with?
Oh, let's see. This thing that goes around. Oh. Whetstone, what are they called?
That's a whetstone.
You know, we had
a grind rock.
Grinding stone.
Mm-hmm. Is that different from a whetstone?
Well, they are similar. I don't know.
The grinding stone was a big old round wheel made out of
rock. And having a handle on it, you know, that's where they sharpen the axes and all these long things. The knives used to kill hogs,
But just to sharpen a knife, you used to whip rock.
Okay.